Okay, we're in Perek Vav in Hilchos Ma'achal Asuros, and as I mentioned before, last time, this entire Perek deals with Dam, with the prohibition of consuming blood, and all the various permutations of that. We're going to cover a couple organs that are particularly in Halacha, are particularly problematic because of the amount of blood they contain, and then we're going to hit the Halachas of Melicha, and I'll take us to the end of the Perek. All right, so the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, Halev, when it comes to a heart, Bein Litzli, Bein Likdera, it doesn't matter if I plan on roasting it or I plan on cooking it in a pot, and you'll see why that makes a difference soon. Koro, I have to tear the heart open, Umotzi is Damo, and then I have to get all the blood out of the heart. V'achrach Mocho, and only after that can I, then I can then do Malicha. V'im Bashal Halev, let's say a person cooked the heart, V'lo Koro, and didn't tear it, Karo achar shabishlo, or he tore it after he cooked it. Mutter umutter vim lo karo v'achlo enuchai v'lo karis. Right. So, if you went ahead and and didn't tear it and ate it after cooking it, you would not be what do you call get karis for that. Okay. B'med dvar morim b'leva of shemo kazayis dam. So everything the Rambam is talking about applies to birds, chickens, where inside the heart itself there isn't a kazayis dam. Aval im hayalei behema in the case of above, if he's using the heart of a domesticated kosher animal, chayev kares, then it'd be chayev kares if he ate it, shere yeshbo kazayas midam shevetoch alev, shechem lav kares, because there is a kazayas of blood inside that heart, and even though he cooked it, since he didn't release the blood initially, he consumed it, and therefore he's chayev kares. Yelach hazayin, the liver. I'm sure everyone's very familiar with the unique challenges of a liver. Hakaved, when it comes to liver, im chascha v'hishlicha letoch achometz letoch mayim roskin. If you take the liver and you put it into vinegar or into boiling water, until it turns white. Now, just as a little background, vinegar and boiling hot water were used because they were considered to seal things in, as we'll soon see when it comes to melicha. So if a person cut open the liver and then put it into boiling hot water or vinegar until it turned white, then it'd be mutter levashal osa achak, to then cook it. The Kar Nagu Kol Yisrael, okay, however, the custom among Jews is lehavava ala or, okay, to basically singe the outside of it over fire, to sear it, v'akar kach mavashin osa, and then go ahead and cook it, bein shabash levada, bein shabash in basar achar, either cook it alone or cook it with other meat. V'cheinim minag pashut, okay, so too, going to the next organ, the minag is she'im mavashin amoach shal rosh, okay, that we don't go ahead and cook the brains of an animal, the colon oso, or basically roasted, ad shem haven oso b'or. We always first singe the outside of it prior to roasting it or cooking it. Okay, back to the liver. Alach achas, hakaved shebishla, v'lo havav al or. Let's say a person went ahead and cooked the liver, but never singed the liver over fire, v'lo chalto b'chometz ob roskin, or he didn't put it into boiling hot water or vinegar, harei hakadera, Kula asura akave the kol shishbashal yima. So now you got a problem. Okay, if a person did this, it didn't do the proper procedure beforehand of searing it. Okay, or putting in vinegar. Either way, it basically creates like a barrier, so to speak, to keep everything inside the liver. Then if you didn't do that, everything the pot and everything else inside that pot, obviously including the liver, are all asur. Umutal litzos kave yima basur b'shvudechad. However, a person's allowed to roast on one spit liver with meat. Okay, but who should he cover the mata? As long as if it's vertical, as long as the liver is on the bottom. Vim avar b'tzalim malam b'basar. But let's say a person ended up roasting the liver above the meat. Arezo okli, he still will be allowed to consume it. Okay, lachates hatchol. Tchol is the spleen. As we know, the spleen is also filled with lots and lots of blood. Hatchol mutul avashlo. It's mutter to go ahead and cook it. Afilu im habasar, even with other meat. Why? She'eno dam ela basar dam ela dam. Okay, so because we don't say the spleen is blood, rather we say it's like meat that looks like blood. Okay, hashover mifrekes behema, kodem shteitzen nafsha. Let's say a person broke the neck of an animal prior to it dying. Hari hadam nivla be'evarim. So what the Rambam is explaining is that what happens now, any of the blood now gets, so to speak, swallowed up into the limbs. As a result, I can never eat raw meat, right? Even if in doing so causes the blood to be sealed in. Elokate said Yasa, so what does he do? Yachto, you cut off that piece, the yimlach yafe yafe, which we'll get to how that works in a second. You salt it very well, and then you can go ahead and cook it. We saw before that if a person shechted an animal and no blood came out, that animal would still be mutter to consume. Okay, now comes the halachas of malicha. So what he was kind of talking about before may have been vague. Now the Rambam is going to switch into it and explain exactly what malicha does. The one thing to keep in mind is malicha exists both for meat that outside the Beis HaMikdash and in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So ena basar yotze midei damo el im kein mocho yafe yafe u'medicho yafe yafe. So there's two things required for malicha. Why is malicha necessary? Malicha extracts the blood. Okay, if you ever go to the supermarket and see kosher salt, it's a very large salt that's there to extract the blood. So you have to do very, very good malicha, and you have to wash it as well. Okay, ketzad ose, right? So what do you do? Mediach habasar tchila. You wash the meat first after you shech the animal. Ba'akrach mocho yafa yafa, and then you go ahead and salt it very well. Umanicho b'malcho kadeh hiloch mil. You have to leave it in the salt around for the period of time it takes to walk a mil. Ba'akrach after that mediacho yafa yafa. Then you wash it all off. Ach yetsu mayim zachim. Okay, until all the water goes away, and then you finally see clean water on it. And then umashlicho miyad, right after that, and this is unique to the Rambam, that everyone agrees with this, umashlicho miyad l'soch mayim rosim. You then immediately put that washed off salted meat into boiling hot water. Aval lo l'poshrin k'desh l'islabin miyad v'lo yetzi dam. Okay, but don't use warm water, okay? Put it into boiling hot water, and what will happen? It becomes white, and then no further blood will come out, okay? When you do malicha, you can only do malicha in a, let's say, a container that has holes in it, because it can't sit in the blood. Okay, and you only use thick salt that basically is looks like coarse sand. Because if it's very tiny salt, what will happen is the meat will, so to speak, swallow, literally. The salt will get absorbed into the meat, but it won't extrude the blood. And it's important that you shake the salt off the meat afterwards, salt the meat, and then afterwards wash it. I mean, you don't want any salt left on the outside of the meat prior to doing hadacha. Okay, lach yudbeiz. Kol dvar ma'elu, the basa should sarach levashla. So all this applies to cooking meat. Now, in halacha, cooking refers to a liquid medium over fire. Avalitzli, which is roasting directly on the fire, i.e. barbecuing, moleach et solamiyat. So that's the big difference. When it comes to meat that I'm going to barbecue, I don't have to actually go ahead and wait for a period of time for the blood to be extruded through malicha. Rather, I put the salt on it, and immediately I roast it over the fire. The roads are less or basar chai. So therefore, if a person wants to eat raw meat, mocho yafa yafa, or do malicha, umadicha yafa yafa, and then you wash it off, and then you can eat it. Okay, that's how you eat raw meat. Now, let's say the person went ahead and caused the blood that's inside it to be sealed in by pouring into vinegar. He also will be allowed to go ahead and eat it raw. And it's actually permitted to drink the vinegar that you use to seal the meat up. Because we know vinegar does not go ahead and extract blood. Rather, it's the opposite. It keeps everything inside the animal, inside the meat. Alach yud gimel. Now, chometz shechala po basar lo yichlo po pam shnia. Once you use chometz as a sealing agent for the meat, vinegar, you can't use it again. Ve'chaticha shehed dima betocha chometzi. Ve'chometz asurin. Ach yimlach osa yaf yafa yitzla. Okay, let's say a piece of meat turned red while it was soaking in vinegar. Okay, the vinegar becomes usser. Okay, and when it comes to the meat, you have to go ahead and salt it and then roast it. Now, basa shehita shehedim became beitzei behema v'chaya beklipa shalim. When meat turns red, or for instance, the testicles of the animal and the membranes that surround them, v'chena orif shabo hamizrakim shehem leim dam. Also, you have the neck area, which is filled with all these arteries and veins, right? Im chaskan u'malchan kedas mutal abashan. As long as a person went ahead and did malicha appropriately, cut it and did malicha appropriately, it's good. It's permitted to cook them. Then lo chaskan v'tzal b'shvud. Let's say you didn't cut them, but you went ahead and roasted them directly over the fire. V'tzala ha'orev u'piv l'mata. Let's say what it called. As long as the neck and the mouth are facing down, o shetzalan kulan al gechalim, or you roasted all of them on the coals themselves, then harei ilu mutar. In such a case, it will be mutar afterwards to consume the meat. Alach yadalad. Now rosh avahema shetzolah obatanor. Going on to the head. Let's say you take the head of the animal and you roast it in an oven. Now, a tanur is in halacha for Meredith of Hilchot Shabbos. It's like an enclosed, very similar to our ovens today. It's an enclosed, very hot fire source, obekifshtam, which is a furnace. O talo ubeis shchita lamata, or let's say he hangs it. So he hangs it so that the neck is facing down. Mutter, that in those cases be mutter. So again, if he roasts it inside the oven, as long as he sets up the head of it so the neck is down, allow the blood to drip out, it's mutter shadam yotze v'shoset, because the blood is going to come out and drip down. V'meya beis ha-shchita minatzad, mocha asr. Let's say, what do you call it? If the opening of the neck is positioned to the side, then the brain of the animal will be asr. Why? Shadam miskabetz ha-socho, because the blood will collect inside it. Ushar basa shalat samos yichotz mutter, but the other meat that's on the outside of the bone area, that would be mutter. Iniachotz mo lamata. Let's say he roasted it with the nose facing down. Iminiachbo gemi okane kadesh yishar pasuach. Let's say he put like a straw in there to make sure it's the nose stayed open. V'yatsa damo derachotz mo, and now the blood comes out through the nose. Mutter, that's fine. Vim lav mochel usher. But if not, the brain of the animal would be usher. So no sweetbreads. Okay, lachatesvav. Emanichan kli tachas that sli the kabal memav. Okay, so a person can't put like a pot underneath an animal that's being roasted to capture its juices. Achetichla kol mare adam dumishabo, until there's no red coming out of the animal anymore. The ketzadosin, what do you do? Mashlich lezocha kli maat melach. So what do you do? You put a little bit of salt inside the pot. Okay, underneath the roasting animal. Okay, and you put the kli underneath it until the meat roasts. You take the fat that's on the top. The mayim shomata shetachas shamnunis asura. But however, any of the water or the liquid that's beneath that upper layer of fat, that would be go ahead and be asur. Okay. Okay. Lachat zayin pas. Okay. Let's say you have a piece of bread that shechasach alea basertzli. That you slice a piece of roasted meat over the pas, again, it's already been roasted already. Mutter la'achla. We say it's mutter, even though there's stuff dripping from the roasted animal. Why? She'ena la'shamnunis, because we say it's only fat. Dagim v'ofos, when it comes to fish and chicken, shemalchan ze'im ze'. Let's say you go ahead and do malicha with them together in the same kli. Afilu b'kli menugav, even if the kli has holes in it, hadagim asur. Now, why would the fish be asur? Shadug rafa, because the skin, the skin of the fish is very soft. Ubolea dam hayotze min ov. All the blood that comes out of the chicken is going to be directly go right into the fish. And of course, it will be a problem if even more silver problem if I salt the fish with animals and not with domestic animals and wild animals, i.e., excluding birds. Okay, lachi yedzayin. Now, ofo shenichan shlemim. Let's say I have I shech the chicken and I want to stuff it. Okay, so what do? I take out the insides, umale cholon, and in the hole that I've created, I've put inside there basar ubeitzim. I put in eggs and meat, ubashan, and I cook it all together. Asuros, why? Why is it asur? Sharei dam yotze lesochan. Okay, because the blood will flow right into these areas. Afa pishim machan yafe yafe. Even if I went ahead and did a good malicha on that. Even if the meat that was inside was already roasted, okay, because he's cooking it in the chicken. Then salad, but let's say you roasted harei l'mutaris, then it'll be pumutar afalpisha basar shebezochon chai, v'afilu pi'an l'mala. But as if I roasted the chicken, then that which is inside is mutter, even if the meat inside is raw, right, and even if the opening was pointing upwards. Alach yuches. Now, b'nei me'ayim. Let's say I take the intestines of an animal. Go ahead, Ron.
So, how can you stuff a turkey?
That's post malicha.
Okay, so this was talking about before, yes, malicha. Correct. I thought it said afalpi.
Talking about the meat that's inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. B'nei me'ayim kishka. Okay. Shemalam al derech zu bebasar tzali or shalach. Okay, let's say a person takes intestines, and again, the intestines, you didn't do malich on this. Okay, you take the intestines and you fill them up with roasted meat or eggs. or other cooked things, osha mullen, the beitzim, the shulkan, and then, or you put them eggs inside and what do you call it? You cook it, okalon, you roast it. Harei mutarin. Why? She'im machzikin dam b'vnei me'ayim. Because we don't say the intestines hold a significant amount of blood. V'chein horo ga'onim. And that's, and the ga'onim basically paskin this way. Okay, halach yates. Okay, back to birds. Ofo she'toflam b'batzik. Okay, let's say I go ahead and I take a shechted chicken and I cover it with flour, okay, v'tzalan, and then I roast it. Bein shleim and bein mechusakin, whether the chicken's whole or cut up. Im toflam b'solas gasa. Okay, if I had coated it with a thick, coarse type of flour, afilu his smika hatfela, right? Ochlas hatfela meshes solas gasa bisperes viozeda. Right, it's interesting that if I use this type of flour, I can eat that flour coating, even if it actually turns red. Okay, why? Because what we'll say is that the coarse flour will kind of break apart, mispares is break apart, and then the blood will come out. Then tuflon bekema chitim. Okay, but let's say I used wheat flour or like a thinner flour, a finer flour. She letiten im haisa hatfil levana kmo kesef mutalech amena bimlav asur. If I use this kind of wheat flour, that basically I made it a little wet prior to grinding it some more, which is separate how that works. Okay, I'm allowed to actually eat that coating as long as it's white. But if that coating is not white, then it's asur. Taflam bishar kamechim. If I put it in any other types of flours. That are on the outside, imed dima asurin, if that flour is red, I can't have it, because obviously, again, we're saying it's going to fill with blood, vimlo adima mutarim, but if it's not red, it'd be mutter to consume that outer coating. Okay, halacha chaf. Okay, now we're going to get more into this later, but the Rambam introduces us to the issue of knives. Okay, knives are a big issue in halacha. There's a whole question of especially the way they had knives back then, which were serrated, and sharp foods. So, Sakin shishachapa. Okay, if I take a knife and I use it for shlita, aser lachtochba roseach. Okay, I cannot go ahead and use that knife to cut hot meat. Ad sheyalbin hasakin baor, until I basically take that knife and I do libun on it. I expose it to fire. O yashchizena b'mashchezes, or I sharpen it. O yanitzena b'karka kasha aser pama. Or I do what's called ni'itza, which means I take the knife and I stick it in the ground 10 times. Okay. But if I after that, okay, when I go ahead and cut hot meat, then it's mutter. You can't cut a radish with this knife. Any other type of spicy type thing, which you'll see is onions and things like that, what do you call it, at the outset. Okay, if I went ahead and washed the knife, or let's say I went ahead and cleaned it off with like a sponge. Mutter lachtochbot snow. And then I would be permitted to go ahead and cut a radish with it. Uchiyotzebo avaloroseach. But I still couldn't cut hot meat with it. And finally, in one dafir, lachachafalef, ka'ara shemalach ba basar. When I salt meat inside like a big pot or bowl. Afilo haisa shoa be'ever. Okay, even if, what do you call it? It's in a clay pot. I cannot go ahead and eat it hot, right? Because what we're going to say is that the blood has basically absorbed into the earthenware clay, which again, we'll get into later on how that works. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll pick this up on Sunday.